Suave Radio, good morning and welcome. It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe. Christine Chavez, good morning, Christine.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Esteban.
How's everything going?
Everything is going great. I mean, everything is really cruising along right now. We're headed into spring, and not only is this weather sort of changing, but we've got lots of stuff coming up on the calendar for the new division. So yeah, things are going really, really well.
Well, we're looking forward to your visit and your guest who's going to be here. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more right here on Suave Radio.
Okay, all right, good.
Back in just a moment on 99.9 FM and 810 AM. Good morning, everybody.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or links through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
We're back. Christine, Save Water Santa Fe on this 20th day, and you have a very special guest.
I do. I'm really, really excited to have this guest in the studio today. I'll give just a little bit of background. My guest today is Lisa Farrand, and I met Lisa a couple of years ago at a talk that I gave, I think, at the library. But where I see Lisa most often is, working along the Santa Fe River Trail. And she really is, a gem of the city. I think she's a wonderful volunteer, very passionate about, the work that she does here in this city. And every time I talk to her, I'm just more and more inspired. And so I wanted to bring her on the show today to talk about some upcoming work that she's leading. And so welcome to the studio, Lisa, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always nice to be on the radio and just spread the word about what we're doing to make the city more beautiful and to take care of the river and to do cleanups all around town. And it's just a great community endeavor to keep our city beautiful.
So Lisa, for our listeners today, let's talk a little bit about your background. How did you become so involved in this type of work in the city, and what brought you to Santa Fe? Let's just learn a little bit more about you as we begin our discussion today.
Well, I've always been a trash picker-upper. My mom really ingrained that into me and my sister. Like, she wouldn't even let one little tiny piece of trash be on the sidewalk. So I think I kind of grew up with that. And when I first moved to Santa Fe, I wasn't really that involved with, community endeavors or trash. But as I've gotten older, I've become more involved with volunteering and just being more aware of what's happening politically in our city and what the problems are and what needs to be looked at and addressed in terms of specifically trash. So I live very close to the river and I walk my dog there multiple times a week. And I had started noticing that there was a lot of trash. And I had been volunteering with the Santa Fe Watershed Association, just doing some office work for them. And then when I saw how much trash was in the section that I take care of, that's between Frenchies and Siler, I reached out to Keeley, who was then working at the Santa Fe Watershed Association, said, let's do a cleanup. And kind of the rest is history. She asked me if I wanted to become a volunteer river steward with them. And I just immediately said yes, even though I didn't know exactly what that meant. And it means taking care of the river, doing trash cleanups, keeping an eye out for erosion or weeding, that kind of stuff. So it is kind of, in a way, my backyard. So I do spend a lot of time there. And then from there, I met a woman named Lindsay Conover, actually through next door, who was doing cleanups over by Santa Fe Spa. And she was becoming involved with the group that then became the Trash Pandas. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have broadened my efforts, not just with the river, but with Trash Panda Group, and we do cleanups all around the city.
Well, the Trash Pandas are really out there. I think I learned of the work of the Trash Pandas specifically about maybe a year ago, a couple months, well, maybe not that long ago. But You know, it's interesting as we have grown this new division to include, you know, the water conservation program, sustainability, and now Keep Santa Fe Beautiful, you know, to really try to figure out where all of our connections are in this community and how we can work more collectively on these goals that really the community has prioritized. And so we were talking yesterday about some of the work related to, you know, some of these cleanups and sort of the community taking a bigger role, you know, in working collectively with the city and addressing some of these issues. And it was wonderful just having that conversation with you, because I feel like there's so much opportunity for us to really collaborate and to give people the opportunity to volunteer and to, you know, work when they're available on these things that are important to them as well. So let's talk a little bit about how you organize these different cleanups and the different mechanisms that you use to sign people up and to get the word out.
Yeah, so the Santa Fe Watershed Association has a biweekly newsletter called Watershedders. So they'll often post events that I'm doing around town, whether it's in the river or in arroyos around town, or even other cleanups that we do that might not be directly related to the Watershed Association. Also, the Trash Pandas have our own meetup page. So if anybody wants to sign up and find out what we're doing and become informed, we're doing at least two cleanups a month. Often we do more. So that's Trash Pandas Community Cleanup is the meetup page. So anybody can go to meetup, sign up. It's free. And then you'll get notifications about what we're doing. And then now working with you, Christine, and the city, you post on your social media as well. So, and then, of course, from there, people reshare on their Instagram or their Facebook. So the word gets out. And actually, at our last cleanup, we had 40 people come, which was a lot more than we normally get. And I think that the word is getting out more on social media with groups like your group sharing, the meetup group, the Watershedders, and then from there, people just sharing. And then we do make flyers. And also, the Trash Pandas have been collaborating with the governor's office with the Breaking Bad Habits campaign. So they have a website that anybody can go and check out, the Breaking Bad Habits website. And that has all the cleanups actually all over the state of New Mexico. So last year, the Trash Pandas did, I think, 8 collaborative cleanups with the governor's office. And all of those are also in collaboration with the city, because who's going to come pick up all our massive piles of trash? Our last trash cleanup, we had over 80 bags of trash, which is almost a ton of trash. So the city is a huge collaborator, and they are always willing to come in, pick up the trash, whether it's around town or on the river trail. They'll also come and pick up the trash.
So we were talking yesterday about your last cleanup and, you know, the impact that it had. You said that how many bags of trash again?
Well, approximately 80.
80.
But the city was so great and they came right away. I said the cleanup would be done around noon. And we actually, there was such a big group of us that we spread into 4 different locations. So it was hard to count everything before the city guys came. But I estimated it was about 80 bags. And then, of course, other things that don't fit into bags, like shopping carts, pallets, blankets, sleeping bags. You know, we're always finding items that have been maybe left by unhoused individuals that are just trying to make life work for them in whatever way they can. So a lot of times, especially in the arroyos, we do have a lot of big items like the shopping carts, pallets, giant pieces of cardboard, because people are just trying to keep warm, especially in this weather. So, but the city's been awesome in helping us. And the Trash Panda group, we do love to collaborate with as many groups as we can, because like Christine was saying, it's very community oriented and we can't do this by ourselves, and the city obviously can't do everything by itself. So the volunteer participation, in my opinion, is so important, and it gives people such a sense of accomplishment and doing something to address issues that sometimes seem to be insurmountable.
It was great when we had that discussion yesterday because we talked about that. You know, sometimes it seems like these issues are too big for somebody to really take in and feel like they can have, you know, an impact, or they can really work towards some of these bigger issues around climate change. And, you know, all of these issues are connected. So, you know, part of reworking the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program is to try to connect all of these different initiatives. Like Trash Pandas has a really, you know, important, impactful, you know, presence in the city with the work that you do. The Santa Fe Watershed Association working on their Arroyo program. You know, we have the Governor's Initiative. There's a lot of different efforts around the city that aren't quite as organized, you know, relative to specific neighborhoods or parks. You know, but there's a lot of work. There's a lot of youth groups that really want to become more involved that we're trying to connect as well. And then, like you said, just connecting people to the opportunity to really spend their time doing something that really has an impact. And so working with you to try to figure out all of these different connections and think of, you know, how we can really expand the efforts of the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program has been a wonderful opportunity. And in learning more about, you know, your work, I know that there's a couple different things that are coming up that we want to let people know about. But before we do that, maybe we can take a short break and then we'll come back. We are talking to Lisa Farrand, who is, you know, an organizer, leader of the Trash Panda Group, as well as many other initiatives here in the city. And so we'll just take a few minutes and come back and continue our conversation.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or links through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
And we're back. Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez. Back to you.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. We are continuing our conversation with Lisa Farrand. And yeah, I'm really excited. Like I said, every time I have a moment to really sit down and talk to you, I realize that there's just so much opportunity in this area. And it connects to the work that we're doing across the division, you know, with sustainability and water conservation. And so it's exciting to just kind of talk about all of the work that, you know, is involved here. So we touched a little bit on youth involvement and, you know, volunteerism. And I am really seeing in my work, there's a lot more young adults really wanting to get more involved and engaged in, you know, the area of like their environment and this, you know, the world that they live in. And we're trying to really build up that youth component in our programs. You know, in water conservation, we've worked with YouthWorks, we've worked with the Mayor's Youth Advisory Board. You know, there's a couple different groups that we're connected with. But in speaking with you, there's so many other places, you know, where there's a lot of engagement. And so I wanted to just spend a little bit of time talking about the work that you have done with different youth groups around this city.
Yeah, well, the first, my first experience with working with school kids was actually on the river trail, where I wanted to do this big project of removing weeds along this huge stretch of the river. And somebody, one of the other Trash Pandas, her kids were going to Santa Fe Prep, and she let me know that that school has, it's called the Teen Action Program. And there's a lot of schools around town that, that the kids are required to do some sort of community service. They can choose what they want to do, work at a senior center or volunteer at the animal shelter or do work on the river. So that very first time that the Santa Fe Prep kids came out, we had about 55 kids.
Wow.
All of them pulling weeds, and the city brought us a pickup truck and we loaded the truck with weeds, and then the guy would drive the truck to the dump and then come back and we'd put more weeds, and the kids just had a blast. And that's been my experience. Like when they get to come outside, whether it's picking up trash or weeding or whatever they're doing, they really enjoy it. They get very excited and happy, and they make games out of it, and they play, and they find fun things to play around with. Like there was a little kid, like little truck that they started playing with, and It's really great to see them come out and do something different than their daily routine at school. And then recently we did a cleanup with the Santa Fe Watershed Association and Mandela School. And so they actually were able to just walk from the school over to the river trail between Camino O'Leary and Ricardo Street Bridge. And they were amazing. They were so engaged. And you could see that the teachers had actually been working so closely with all of them to just promote engagement with the community or the environment. And they were very curious about plants and wildlife and where all the trash comes from. You know, it was a really wonderful experience. So, and then one of our cleanups coming up on March 7th, which is going to be at the location where the Interfaith Community Services has bought the land to build their new homeless shelter called The Rock. I do have a young woman that reached out. She's a youth ambassador with the governor's office, and she's also on the mayor's advisory board, Elise Gutierrez. So she's going to be joining up with us for the March 7th cleanup, and hopefully some other youth will come because it's so important for them to come. I mean, a lot of times when we're doing cleanups with the Trash Pandas, it does tend to be an older population and a lot of retired people that have time on their hands to come and do service in the community. But it's just as important to have the school kids come.
Yes, and a shout out to the Santa Fe Watershed Association. You know, they are our education partner, and across the board, they are connecting, you know, these young adults to opportunities to really invest in their future. And from water conservation to, you know, I mean, to now like just getting involved in, you know, volunteer efforts, you know, related to how their city looks and how it represents their values. And so it has been really exciting to see a lot more engagement, I think. And it's probably just giving them the opportunity to spend time doing something that they feel, you know, makes a difference. And so a shout out to them, shout out to all of these organizations who really give them a place, you know, to invest their efforts. I wanted to talk a little bit. You had talked about your work as a volunteer river steward, and I think that'd be a great, you know, information to share for people who may have some time on their hands who want to volunteer.
Yeah, so the Santa Fe Watershed Association has an Adopt an Arroyo or River program, which that is more of a fiscal sponsorship, and then they also have stewards. So the stewards are the kind of the boots on the ground people that are in charge of a certain reach of the river or a certain arroyo. So for instance, we're doing a cleanup this Sunday at near the Monica Lucero Park and in the Arroyo de los Chamisos by the Genoveva Chavez Center. And that is with the Santa Fe Watershed Association and a brand new river steward team called Pulido Pals. They just signed up. Somebody that lives in the area wants to help take care of that arroyo. And also Undisputed Fitness is going to be there. So we've done some partnership cleanups with them. They like to come out and to contribute to the community as well. So for people that live near a river, the river or near a particular arroyo, and if you see that that area is being a little bit neglected or has a lot of trash buildup, you can always contact the Santa Fe Watershed Association. You can find out if there's already a stewardship team in that area. You can join up with them. And if there isn't, and you feel like you have some extra time on your hands, then you can become a river or arroyo steward, which is what I am. So I take care of the river between Frenchies and Siler, and I've been doing that for 4.5 years. And it's been incredibly rewarding to see the community come out, and every time I'm out there and we're out there as a group, the people on their bikes are riding by and thanking us, and sometimes we'll have people just join us impromptu, and it's super, super rewarding to be able to take care of just a little piece of the world that maybe is right in your backyard, and that you can see what your own love and care can do for a little area of our planet.
We were talking about that sort of like instant gratification. It's sort of like weeding your garden, or, you know, it's a small thing, but you can walk away and you can really see the difference in what your work sort of contributed to. And so I would agree that it is a very rewarding, you know, piece of work for people to get involved in.
Yeah, I mean, and I should probably mention that we've probably over the years removed at least 10 tons of weeds from that little stretch of the river, you know, and also tons and tons of trash. The Trash Pandas have a spreadsheet that we keep track of our trash, and we've removed probably close to 24 tons in the past 3 years of trash, and then all of the weeds as well that I've done on the river trail. So it's a lot of when you try to picture what that might look like.
Yeah. So about how many bags of trash do you think would equal a ton of trash? Just for visual, I'm trying to.
Well, so when we did the last cleanup and it was 80 bags, and I calculated that that would be about 1,600 pounds, that's almost a ton. So a ton would probably be about 100 or.
Wow.
When we collect the trash, I mean, there's no way to actually weigh it. So we estimate that one big contractor bag, like a heavy duty 33 gallon bag, is about on average 20 pounds. And that's how we calculate it.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of trash.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that there's a cleanup this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Again, the Arroyo de los Chamizos, and it starts at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that one's from 10 to 11:30. We're going to meet at the Monica Lucero Park and go up and down the Arroyo de los Chamizos by the Chavez Center. And if there's trash in the park, of course, we'll pick that up as well.
And what about supplies? What do people need to come equipped with?
Well, we usually recommend that people bring their own gloves, water, of course, a hat. Always wear sturdy shoes because you never know what's going to be out there. And a lot of people like to use buckets to put the smaller pieces of trash in. We do provide some buckets. We do provide grabbers. Sometimes people bring their own grabbers and buckets, but we always have trash bags. We always have loaner gloves, loaner grabbers. Sometimes we'll have snacks and coffee. It just depends. It's not every single time that we can afford to provide snacks and coffee, but we are working on maybe doing a little fundraiser for the Trash Pandas. The Santa Fe Watershed Association is actually going to be our fiscal sponsor, so people will be able to donate through there if it's a bigger donation. And so that's kind of in the works to get ourselves a little bit more cash so that we can provide more snacks and drinks and coffee and, you know, appreciate the volunteers when they come and show up. But right now we're not really, we don't really have a lot of money as a group. We're just a small volunteer group and we just do what we can.
So beyond the event this Sunday, there's an event the following weekend on the 28th. Let's talk a little bit about that one.
Yes. So that one is actually, I believe this is going to be our fourth round of cleaning up this area. It's the Walgreens on Zia and St. Francis. And there's kind of a little ditch. It's not really an arroyo that runs along St. Francis. And then it goes to the rail trail, which also runs along Arroyo de los Chamizos, but in a different area. And that's an area that, unfortunately, there's a lot of unhoused activity. When I walked around there last weekend, there was several tents with people camping there and a lot of trash. And that actually was our record trash pickup a couple of years ago. And in a very small area, it's very concentrated. So there is a lot of activity with the unhoused population there, unfortunately, and a lot of trash. And not only from that, but also people just throwing trash out of their window. You know, it's St. Francis, and people don't want their McDonald's bag in their car, and so they just throw it out the window. So there's a lot of trash there. So we're hoping to clean up around the Walgreens, along the rail trail, and depending on the size of the group, also in the Arroyo de los Chamisos. So we never know exactly how many people are going to come. So I like to have an idea of the area so that if we do have a big group, we can divide and conquer, kind of like what we did on the 31st on the cleanup over by the Lafarge Library. When there was 40 of us, we divided into four different areas. So we have to kind of be prepared for a bigger group than we might think and where to send people. And of course, always being safe. Like, we do walk around ahead of time of a cleanup, make sure there's no active encampments. If there's anything that's going to be too big or messy or dangerous for the volunteers, we'll contact city staff to come and clean up in areas that might be too steep, or there just might be the possibility of just contaminated items. And so we always want to keep our volunteers safe and ourselves safe, of course. So we do keep that in mind.
Well, Lisa, there's so much coming up. I know there's another cleanup that you have scheduled on March 7th. Mm-hmm. We also have the Great American Cleanup, which mm-hmm. is coming up in April. And so there's lots of ways to get involved. So if people wanted to learn more about these specific cleanups and they wanted to sign up, where would they go?
So the best place is to go to Meetup, to the Trash Panda Community Cleanup page. And that's going to have all of our cleanups listed. And then people can even look and see what we've done in the past. And that has all the information that's needed. And then the Watershed Association does promote some of our events on their Watershedders newsletter as well. And now the city, your office, is putting the word out there. So, but I think the best place to go right away is just the Meetup page, Trash Panda's Community Cleanup.
Well, Lisa, it's been wonderful learning so much from you, and just really, I admire all of the work that you lead in this city, you know, related to this effort, and just appreciate, you know, all that you do. Is there anything else you would like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I think everybody can contribute to our city in some fashion, right? Like, it doesn't have to be picking up trash, but what are you passionate about? Like, do you like to garden, or do you like to help kids learn how to read, or do you want to volunteer at the shelter? Our city, I think, is run on volunteers. There's so many volunteer organizations that even I don't know about yet. And so, you know, I think it's very empowering for people to contribute something. You know, if you have the time, if you have the energy, if you have the health and the desire, like, there's a lot of opportunities to be a part of our beautiful, beautiful city that has so much to offer, and we can offer something back.
Well, thank you so much for all of that, Lisa, and for being our guest today. I do want to let everybody know that we are looking for members of this community to serve on the board of directors for the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program. This is an important place where you can also contribute your efforts to really looking at this program and the connections that we can make throughout the community and how we can expand our efforts. So if you're interested, send me a letter of interest in your resume, and we will consider you for the board. For more information about that and some of the other activities related to the new division, including these cleanups, please follow us on sustainabilitysantafe.org. That is our new website where we sort of have this hub now for everything water conservation, sustainability, and Keep Santa Fe Beautiful all in one place. And then lastly, I just want to give a shout out to all of these different partners who are involved in this work. You know, the Trash Pandas, of course, the Santa Fe Watershed Association, the governor for her leadership in the state, you know, relative to this effort, and mostly to city staff, who really support these efforts in the way of, like, picking up, you know, trash, offering supplies, you know, gearing people towards the right volunteer activities and helping make these connections. And so thank you for all of the work that, all the city staff does. And a special shout out to Scott Gunter and Councilor Lee Garcia. I know you both are listening to the show this morning, and I just appreciate your support always. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. Thank you, Lisa, very much for being our guest. And, please please go to our website to learn more.
Christine Chavez, Director of Conservation and Sustainability. Lisa Farrand, Community Superhero. Thank you so much for being here. Both of you have a terrific weekend.